allies were too powerful a commodity in this game. Ross discarded his last doubts and took a step into the fog. Chapter 25. There were no aggressive mobs waiting for fresh meat behind the veil of mist. Ross found himself in a similar hall, minus the moss on the walls. He exhaled with relief and said in a low voice, "Looks like we're still alive, Gorgeous." The pet did not respond, but he did look worried. A premonition, perhaps, and not just any random premonition, but sensing real trouble ahead. "Attention, the dungeon has been locked. You can no longer receive reinforcements. You receive the title of a Chaos Source Pathbreaker. Title bonus, +2 to cartography. When you join a guild, a party, or a raid group, all the members of the respective guild, party, or raid group receive half the bonus for the duration of your stay. Achievement earned, Chaos Source Pathbreaker. Achievement bonus, +1 to perception, +1 to arcane knowledge, +1 to essence of things. Bonus effect, permanent. Achievement unlocked, 2x Chaos Source Pathbreaker. Discover another Chaos Source to complete the achievement. Bonus, 5 points to random secondary stats." Not too shabby. The dungeon looked more like a mine than a natural cave. The hall looked like the end of a mine tunnel, or maybe its beginning. There was even an upturned mine cart without wheels near one of the walls. Ross set off toward adventure, stepping softly and almost instantly noticing an unmoving light in the distance. He slowed down even more and was soon able to make out the details, hissing constantly at the clumsy Leprous. This was indeed a mine. A torch was burning on one of the walls where the main tunnel crossed the first sideways gallery. A strange creature was pacing back and forth underneath. It had a humanoid body and the head of a cricket with glowing red eyes. The creature was clad in a short black cape and wielding something resembling a halberd. "Unknown creature, chaos spawn, aggression unknown, sociality unknown, level unknown, skills unknown, stats unknown." That was unexpected. The grasshopper-like creature was nothing short of a total mystery. The information was displayed in red lettering, but it was obvious that the mob would be formidable. This was a chaos dungeon, after all. "Gorgeous, stun the thing first, and then strangle." The Leprous lunged forward. The grasshopper didn't seem surprised by the appearance of an aggressive stranger in a dungeon no one had any access to for centuries. Getting a better grip on its halberd, the mob tried to meet the Leprous with a chopping swing, but froze, immobilized by the stun wave. The Leprous grabbed the creature by the neck. Ross heard a revolting cracking sound as he drew closer. Some part of the fiend's anatomy must have broken, but it still refused to die, slashing at the Leprous with the curved horn-like spikes growing on its wrists. Ross saw that the pet's HP scale flickered a little, but did not shrink nonetheless. He threw his pike first, then grabbed the pickaxe, approached the mob from behind, and dealt it a hard blow on the back of the head, followed by another and yet another. The Leprous released his grip, and the creature fell, stretching out in agony. The cape drew upwards, revealing a body segmented in an unseemly way like that of an insect. "You kill the Thilbit Guard. XP received, 1,224. Points left until the next level, no data. Attention, you need to unlock your account to be able to raise your level. Attention, you have found a creature that has not yet been added to the World Bestiary. You receive a reward. The Monster Specialist Auxiliary stat is unlocked. You can receive the reward for discovering a new creature at the Academy of Magic. Achievement unlocked. Monster Researcher. Discover 5 monsters that have not yet been added to the World Bestiary to complete the achievement. Achievement bonus, random." Ross decided to leave the halberd alone. It was too large and too unwieldy, and would occupy several slots in the bag. Besides, it was a common item that couldn't have been worth much. The only thing he took was the cape. Even though it did not grant any bonuses, he would use it as a blanket or a sheet at night. The Thilbit didn't have anything else, but Ross had no time for disappointments. He heard someone running toward him along the gallery on the left, approaching the main tunnel, and it sounded like there was more than one creature. Ross took a few steps back to evade the potential menace, and just in time, too, as three miniaturized copies of the first Thilbit came out into the torchlight. These wore no capes, two were armed with short spears, and the third had a sword hanging from his waist. The creatures surrounded the body of their kinsman and engaged in what appeared to be conversation, making clicking sounds. They were obviously discussing the incident. Ross feared they might run back to get reinforcements, which was the last thing he needed. He'd killed the bigger one without any trouble, so the three smaller ones shouldn't be that hard. Gorgeous! Get them! Stun! The stunning was not completely successful. Two of the Thilbits froze, while the third struck at the Leprous with its spear. Hit this one, Ross shouted, then give the other two a lick each, and then strangle them, one after another. The command had a purpose. He wanted the creatures to be angry at the Leprous, not him. He'd had many marks left on him with claws and fangs at the beginning of his career as a noob for rushing to attack his quarry before his pet had dealt it any damage, or simply letting himself be detected first. The Leprous was much more intelligent than a zombie rat and understood most complex commands. The stun soon wore off, and all three of the mobs attacked the pet. His HP bar flickered, but did not shrink visibly, in no small part thanks to the Leprous munching on the head of the nimble spear-wielder in a chokehold, and thus replenishing its own health. Ross cast a healing spell on his pet nevertheless. It would raise his intellect stat, and extra mana points wouldn't be amiss. You kill the Thilbit Scout. XP received 931. Points left until the next level. No data. Attention, you need to unlock your account to be able to raise your level. Attention, you have found a creature that has not yet been added to the world bestiary. You receive a reward, plus 5 to vigor. You can receive the reward for discovering a new creature at the Academy of Magic. Drawing closer, Ross threw his pike, cast a heal, and then grabbed his pickaxe and started helping the Leprous vanquish the remaining foes. The reward wasn't long in coming. Your strength grows by 1, current value 21. Your intellect grows by 1, current value 11. He barely managed to rejoice at the news when something quite unexpected happened. A shadow flickered to his left with a whistling sound, and a long arrow plunged into his shoulder, causing a sharp pain. An unknown creature hits you for 39 damage. It was the first time Ross encountered a monster dealing damage over distance, and one attacking as suddenly as this. Collecting himself quickly, he jumped to the side, realizing that the archer was shooting from the same gallery the scouts had come from. Gorgeous! Head in that direction! Punish the bastard! Strangle him! The new foe didn't resist long. You kill the Thilbit Archer. XP received 784. Points left until the next level. No data. Attention, you need to unlock your account to be able to raise your level. Attention, you have found a creature that has not yet been added to the world bestiary. You receive a reward, plus 1 to vigor. You can receive the reward for discovering a new creature at the Academy of Magic. Your stamina grows by 1, current value 20. Your summoning grows by 1, current value 13. Ross found two more scouts at the very end of the same gallery. They were lounging on the rocks, shooting dice. No discipline whatsoever. The scouts helped him raise his mental power. He carried on through the main tunnel and was soon attacking two Thilbit guards found standing in a pool of torchlight. One of them managed to slash at the leprous with a halberd, but to little effect. Six scouts arrived shortly from another gallery to investigate the noise, forcing Ross to start dodging arrows from two archers at once. For some reason, the two had chosen Ross as their target and not the pet. Fortunately, both were lousy shots. Apart from the Thilbits that still had to be finished off, he saw something else in the gallery, something mining galleries were made for, in fact. High-density quartzite with purple quartz veins and a bright purple geode. Chance of finding an amethyst crystal, 89.72%. Chance of finding an additional amethyst crystal, 39.35%. Chance of discovering an unexpected resource, 0.08%. He couldn't help himself and started tapping away with his pickaxe. Amethyst crystal, bright purple, extremely clear, weight 6.7 grams. He never saw gems of this quality before and knew nothing about their value, but suspected it to be considerable. It appeared that, apart from mobs dropping valuable loot, the dungeon was also full of valuable resources. He decided against taking to mining right away. The mobs needed to be exterminated first. Ross soon realized that such dungeons provided opportunity for more than money-making, as he was leveling at a much faster rate. He received a ton of experience for the mobs, but more importantly, he didn't need to waste any time looking for them. There were between one and three guards at every intersection, and up to a dozen scouts and archers in the galleries, which were hardly longer than 100 feet. Whereas in the mine, the most rat-infested areas would usually yield 10 or 12 kills an hour, here he'd managed to slay more than 40 Thilbits over the same period, having passed 4 intersections of the main tunnel and sidewise galleries, and their level was at least 30 times higher than that of the rats. Though his level wasn't budging, his stats were growing at such a rate that he found no reason to complain. By evening, he'd mopped up another 11 intersections. Wobbly with fatigue, he was becoming skittish, flinching at the first hint of danger, taught by experience not to underestimate the danger in the face of sneaky, perfidious archers who were also masters of disguise. It was time to finish his hunt. Another battle, another gallery, and he would head back to get some sleep. He saw something that surprised him at the next intersection. Instead of the familiar guards, it was guarded by Thilbits that looked rather intimidating. One was tall and broad-shouldered, with a brightly polished cuirass and a helmet to match, carrying a heavy, double-bladed hatchet, and two more that looked just like him, only clad in leather armor and with long broadswords at the waist. Though the three guards looked strong, the battle didn't last that long. Ross kept to the standard scenario, getting the pet to stun and then hit all three, and then strangle them one by one while Ross healed the leprous, threw his pike, and hit the mobs with his pickaxe, aiming at their vulnerable spots for a better shot at landing a crit. He was becoming much more proficient at it, and raising his agility as a result. You kill the Thilbit Swordsman. XP received 1,422. Points left until the next level. No data. Attention. You need to unlock your account to be able to raise your level. Attention. You have found a creature that has not yet been added to the World Bestiary. You receive a reward. Plus 20 HP. You can receive the reward for discovering a new creature at the Academy of Magic. Your accuracy grows by 1, current value 7. You kill the Thilbit Commander. XP received 1,796. Points left until the next level, no data. Attention, you need to unlock your account to be able to raise your level. Attention, you have found a creature that has not yet been added to the World Bestiary. You receive a reward, plus 1 to disguise. is, you can receive the reward for discovering a new creature at the Academy of Magic. Achievement completed. Monster Researcher. Achievement bonus, +1 to Reason, +1 to Perception, +1 to Arcane Knowledge. Random Auxiliary Stat Unlocked. Poison Specialist. Achievement unlocked. Master Monster Researcher. Discover 10 monsters that have not yet been added to the World Bestiary to complete the achievement. Achievement bonus, random. Immediately following this message, mobs started to pour out of the gallery in larger numbers than usual, and there was no more time for Ross to admire his new achievements. The Leprous could not hit all the creatures with his stun spell at once. It looked as though he'd have to level up his stamina some more. At the end of the incomplete day, Ross ended up raising many stats aside from stamina, as the dungeon ended up proving a veritable treasure trove of leveling opportunity, even for a character as challenged as his. 1 point to agility, 2 points to strength and stamina each, and 3 to intellect as well as attack. That made 10 primary stat points raised just from mobs, without counting the achievement bonuses. The loot was nothing to grumble about either. The Filbits dropped no entrails, but he'd found tons of armor, clothing, and accessories. Unfortunately, most of the stuff was cheap junk, but Ross nevertheless managed to get an enhanced sword, a belt, a few rings, and a glove. He had a very vague idea of the prices they'd fetch, but the extra stats looked nice, and there were a lot of them. Even if he earned 100 silver pieces for each item, he'd end up receiving around 500 for everything. And this was just the beginning of the dungeon. Dungeon crawling was turning out to be a lot less scary than the picture Pup had painted. Then again, no way Pup could have foreseen the ace up Ross's sleeve, his seemingly invincible monster of a pet. Chapter 26. Some data center somewhere. Is there anyone here capable of explaining just what is going on? Actually, we were kind of hoping you could do that. And whatever gave you that bright idea? Well, you are one of Second World's leading developers. Oh, but I developed nothing of the sort, and there should be nothing like it in the gameplay. As for the governing AI issue, we aren't the only ones to panic. Have you tested the data media again? 4 times over. Everything's in perfect order. Can you guarantee that the blaze didn't damage them? This is your expert's conclusion. I'm asking you, not them. Yes, I can guarantee it. The fire source was a few dozen feet away from the data media, and they were all shut down at once, as per protocol. They kept operating on emergency power all the while, and the fire never reached them. We had them connected to a backup server, and that was when we found out the AI was down. The storage media are there, but no attempts at launching the software have proven successful, even in test mode. We have no idea what could have happened to it. We just don't know. Physically, the AI is there, but we have no access to it de facto. We will ask the developers of the system regarding any precedents. Do not attempt anything else until then. Understood. Someone should also get in touch with this player at once. We have already tried, and no success. Disconnect him from the server. We'll apologize later. I only hope he doesn't get stuck inside the game when we do it. There is a problem. Did he already get stuck? How did you find out without disconnecting him? I'm afraid the nature of the problem is a whole lot more original. The next morning, as he was mopping up the monsters in yet another gallery, a long-anticipated thing happened. Achievement completed. Giant Bane. Achievement bonus, 3 undistributed primary base stat points, 1 undistributed secondary base stat point, +1 to summoning, 15 magic energy points, and 45 fury points. Bonus effect, permanent. Achievement unlocked. Giant Vanquisher. Kill 400 monsters whose level exceeds yours by 30 or more without any help to complete the achievement. Achievement bonus, random. Achievement completed. Achievement database error. Achievement bonus, Chaos Arrow, a unique skill. Achievement unlocked. Achievement database error. Kill 400 monsters whose level exceeds yours tenfold or more without any help to complete the achievement. Achievement bonus. Achievement database error. Strange. It was clear enough that the two achievements were being completed simultaneously. It just so happened that Ross had instantly switched from measly rats to mobs in the 30-plus level range. However, the mysterious achievement database error suggested that he might receive far more substantial bonuses than just another magic skill. And yet, none of his stats had grown, which was somewhat irritating. What kind of skill did he receive anyway? Unique ability, Chaos Arrow. There cannot be more than one wielder of this skill. The caster's hand releases a ball of primordial chaos that strikes the foe at the speed of lightning, dealing chaos damage. Ignores all defenses and resistances. Magic energy cost, 15 points. Fury cost, 5 points. Base damage, 25 points. Cooldown, 12 seconds. 5% chance of removing all buffs from the target. 5% chance of dealing double damage while stealing 25 hit points. Partially homing. Dynamic skill. The stats grow along with the character's level. Can be modified into Chaos Javelin. The skill seemed odd. It was the first one that required fury points from the bar that had puzzled him initially. It had later turned out that the bar became refilled as he mined for ore, and even faster during hunting, especially when he dealt or received damage. Ross couldn't tell whether he received a rare prize or an overripe lemon, so he headed onward. There was a rather bright luminescence further down the tunnel, which looked nothing like the light of a single torch. The tunnel led to an enormous hall, the center of which was occupied by a crater that looked like a smaller copy of the one Ross used to access the ravenous copper mine. Large tents of thick green canvas lined the perimeter, with fires burning in front of some of them, and filbits of all kinds sitting around the fire. Ross watched one of them approach the fire with a bundle of wood from a mining cart and start feeding the flame. Strangely, all the smoke the fires exuded was hardly noticeable, despite the space being a cave and not an open area. He looked up, but saw no ceiling, only another veil of mist, just like the one at the dungeon's entrance. There were many filbits. Ross counted 25 of them altogether. He had already killed a far higher number, but never this many at once. Were this entire mob to pounce on him at the same time, he wouldn't suffer for too long. And they would definitely attack altogether. He was lucky to have evaded detection so far. The minute he stepped out of the tunnel, he'd be in for some fun. Should so much as a single mob fail to direct their aggro at the Leprous, he might be in for a rebirth. What did the system recommend? Take along some friends level 45 or higher? Such players should have at least 250 primary stat points between their level, gear, and all sorts of bonuses. Ross only had 134. He was also a virtually naked noob, whereas players wore armor and wielded weapons of the appropriate level. Not long ago, mobs could snuff him out in a single blow. Now it would take 8 or 9, if he got very lucky. Ross crawled back cautiously and mused, "Time to reprise the role of revolutionaries defending barricades." The mining carts were old. Some even fell to pieces when he tried to move them. But Ross didn't care, gathering any construction material he could find, including rotten debris. The barricade made from the remnants of mining vehicles and rocks grew quickly. Fortunately, he didn't have to carry any heavy loads or hurl them on top. The Leprous performed all the hardest menial labor. Ross stuck a few sharpened stakes here and there, aimed at discouraging the Thilbits from forcing the barricade, having made them out of planks that he'd split with a pickaxe and sharpened with a knife. They weren't much of an obstacle. It would be easy enough for the mobs to break through his fortifications if they really wanted to. Ross hoped the Leprous would not let him down. Ross made his way toward the Thilbit camp cautiously. He thought about firing an arrow, but decided he would probably miss from this distance. Perhaps he should try his shiny new spell. He'd forgotten about it completely, yet it should be more effective in terms of aggro than even Soul Trap, due to actually dealing damage. Ross chose a Thilbit scout, sitting near a fire, as the honorary first guinea pig, thrust a hand in the mob's direction, and mentally activated the skill icon. His hand let loose a blob of inky black matter that rushed to meet the target, stretching into a thin, spindle-like shape. You hit the Thilbit scout for 37 damage. Why was he dealing so much damage? He had been barely managing 8 or 9 points when smashing these mobs in the back of the head with his powerful pickaxe, sparing no effort while the spell delivered 4 times that much. He had to run, as he pondered this, and run as fast as he could, with the collective clicking of the enraged Thilbits urging him on. An arrow whistled over his head, and he set to running in unpredictable zigzags, cursing himself for having placed his barricade too far away from the exit. Another arrow, followed by another. None of them found their mark. The Thilbits were poor shots, firing from a long distance, lacking the patience to get nearer. And he wasn't just any noob, but a noob with high agility, which made him much harder to hit. At last, he reached safety. Darting through the passage in the barricade, Ross shouted, "Gorgeous! This way! Stand guard! Block the passage! Slash at them as they approach! Kill! Stay put!" The pet obeyed, blocking the passage with the bulk of his body and meeting the nimblest scout with a wide swing of the paw. The rest crowded in the back, not all of them, just the vanguard, but it was imperative that none would reach the barricade. Panic! Hit them with panic! That wasn't the most useful skill, since it made most of the foes scatter in fear, albeit for a short time. There was no point in using it while hunting. Why would anyone want their quarry to run away? But here, the utility of the skill was on full display. 2 mobs remained unaffected by the spell and stayed to fight the Leprous. The rest bolted in fear, emitting frightful clicks as they ran. Ross didn't know how long it took the pet's skill to recharge, but he understood it would take a while. Once the pet was swarmed by enemies again, he commanded, "Stun!" It worked. The entire group caught aggro, and 2 of the quickest Thilbits who tried to crawl between the pet's legs ran into serious trouble, courtesy of his talons. "Hit! Hit them! Use your paws! Don't hold back! Panic! Stun!" The skills haven't recharged yet, but the mobs were no longer trying to get at Ross. There was another problem, however. The pet's HP bar started to shrink, slowly but visibly. There were just too many opponents. The only thing working in his favor was that the mobs crowded the area before the barricade. Should he heal? But there was the risk of drawing the mobs aggro to himself. They may have objections to someone healing their enemy. Ross would die almost instantly if they got to the other side, and his healing wasn't even all that powerful. He was a noob, after all. Stun! It worked. Most of the mobs froze on the spot. Panic! Those who had eschewed the paralysis effect scattered, knocking over their frozen kin. They would soon return, but the Leprous would take less damage in the meantime. Less damage? The pet's HP bar shrunk by some 10% in a blink of an eye. Ross cast heal instantly. He wouldn't survive the demise of the Leprous. Chew them! Heal yourself! And keep hitting them! Don't stop! What the hell? The pet's HP bar shrunk again in a fraction of a second. What was going on behind the barricade? He healed the pet twice more, but the HP bar shrunk even more than before, even though the Leprous was chewing on one of the Thilbits and thus also restoring his health. The worst thing was that Ross could not see the source of the damage from behind the pet's back. It looked like ranged damage, however. Archers? Unlikely. They were wimps who couldn't deal more than 50 damage even to Ross. It had to be something else. Ross stopped healing his pet, climbed the barricade, and instantly saw the cause of their trouble. A tall Thilbit, even taller than the commander, stood there, surrounded by archers. The creature's head was crowned with what looked like a crow's nest woven of metal wire with long nails sticking out in every direction. Clad in gray attire that looked like a poncho and almost reached the ground, the mob could not be identified, which meant that neither Ross nor any other players had encountered its like before. The unidentified Thilbit was holding a short white staff in its right hand, with blue lights sparkling at the tip. The mob waved the staff, hurling something that looked like a large gob of greenish-gray spit at the Leprous over the heads of its allies. The pet's HP bar instantly shrunk to half or even less. Ross thrust out his hand and cast Chaos Arrow. You hit the unidentified creature for 34 damage. The Thilbit instantly lost interest in the Leprous and stared at Ross and then aimed the staff at him. He barely managed to duck when another spit whistled just over his head. Ross cast heal on the pet three times in quick succession, raising his HP bar a little. He heard loud, irate chirping from behind the barricade, and then the head of the unknown Thilbit emerged. It looked worse than before, with its strange headdress askew and a short stake sticking out of its left eye. Ross wasn't going to wait for the thing to climb the barricade and start using its staff. He aimed and thrust his pike in the Thilbit's remaining eye. You hit the unidentified creature for 8 damage. Critical hit, blinding. Chirping louder than before, the Thilbit climbed higher, then raised its staff and hit the spot where Ross had just stood with a spell. But Ross was no longer there, having prudently jumped aside right after his attack. The mob began casting his spitting spell this way and that, hitting some of its kinsfolk that were pushing the Leprous out of the passage with their onslaught. Stun! Hit them! Hit them! Panic! The spit hit the rock next to Ross, and a few drops splashed onto his shoulder and cheek. He yelled from the pain. It burned like acid. Gorgeous! Grab this one! Break his arms! Strangle! Strangle the mage! It was already clear to Ross that despite the tension of the battle and his pet's HP bar shrinking by more than half, they would surely triumph. There were fewer than half of the Thilbits left, all of them wounded, having suffered numerous crippling critical hits and dealing a lot less damage than before. It was time to think about trophies. The Leprous was strangling the most dangerous of the creatures with one paw while tirelessly beating the remaining small fry with the other. The leader, or whatever the strange creature was, kept kicking out with its feet, refusing to die, but could no longer use magic. The pet had broken its arms first thing. After depleting all his mana healing, Ross grabbed his pickaxe and started to dance behind the backs of the fighting mobs, hitting their most vulnerable spots. The unidentified tall Thilbit was the last to fall. It was only when all the minions were all finally dispensed with that the Leprous could deploy his other paw, and the mob's neck finally broke with a cracking sound. Oddly enough, there was no system message at the end of the battle. Ross winced in pain. The burns had taken off about a quarter of his HP and managed to heal the pet again when his mana regenerated by 1 point. And that was when the flood of text came. You kill the Thilbit Mage. XP received 9,832. Points left until the next level, no data. Attention, you need to unlock your account to be able to raise your level. Attention, you have found a creature that has not yet been added to the World Bestiary. You receive a reward, +1 to defense. You can receive the reward for discovering a new creature at the Academy of Magic. Your strength grows by 1, current value 27. Your intellect grows by 1, current value 16. Your mental power grows by 1, current value 6. Your resilience grows by 1, current value 6. Your cunning grows by 1, current value 4. Your monster specialist stat grows by 1, current value 2. Your summoning grows by 2, current value 15. You receive a summoning level bonus. Your spells aimed at healing, buffing, and summoning pets consume 30% less magic energy and are cast 15% faster. The boost to summoning made sense. His stat had been almost 14, and this battle had earned him XP for the entire group and the boss. Or, if not a boss, a high-level mob at any rate. Resilience was understandable, too. It primarily affected magic defense, and Ross had gotten hit by magic. The damage was tangential, yet the mob was very strong, and so the system raised the stat upon victory. But why did his mental power grow so tangibly? The stat had always been one of the slowest to grow. The answer seemed obvious enough. The stat was associated with magic damage, so using Chaos Arrow on mobs whose level was much higher than his own must have done it. The stat had been weak, and so it had jumped by 2 points at once. The Leprous had made a real mess out of the Thilbits. Ross didn't even feel like looting through the remains. Only the mage's body remained more or less intact, so Ross decided to study it first. It may not have been a raid boss, but it was no regular elite mob either. A mini-boss, perhaps. Bone Thilbit Mage's Staff. Item class, good. Magical weapon. Physical damage, 18 to 26, crushing. Magic damage, 54 to 62. Special bonus, 8% extra damage to all non-insect creatures. Additional stats, +11 to intellect, +5 to mental power, +5 to resilience, 9% faster spellcasting, 17% reduction of fire damage. +1 to mana regeneration per second. Requirements, level 38. Weight, 2.68 kilograms. Durability, 285 out of 340. Equipping 2 or more Thilbit Mage items with the class of good or higher grants a bonus, 1% faster spellcasting, +1 to mana regeneration per second. Every additional Thilbit Mage item raises the total bonus by the same amount. Enchanted Tantalum Thilbit Mage's Bracelet. Stats, +270 magic energy points, +50 fury points, +10 to intellect, 3% faster spellcasting, enchantment effect, +2 to mental power, weight, 0.11 kilograms, requirements, level 10, durability, 169 out of 180, Equipping 2 or more Thilbit Mage items with the class of good or higher grants a bonus, 1% faster spellcasting, +1 to mana regeneration per second. Every additional Thilbit Mage item raises the total bonus by the same amount. Enchanted Golden Thilbit Mage's Ring. Properties, merging. Stats, +2 to intellect, +2 to strength, and +2 to stamina. Enchantment effect, +5% to critical hit chance. Weight, 0.04. Durability, 106 out of 120. Equipping 2 or more Thilbit Mage items with the class of good or higher grants a bonus, 1% faster spellcasting, +1 to mana regeneration per second. Every additional Thilbit Mage item raises the total bonus by the same amount. The ring had no level requirements, so Ross immediately swapped it with one of his old rings that only added 1 point to stamina. The new ring added 2 and had other bonuses besides. The class of the bracelet or the ring wasn't specified, but the purple text in the information windows testified that they, too, were of good quality and gave a triple bonus when equipped. Ross put on the bracelet and took the staff in his hand. A message immediately popped up telling him that all his stats were reduced by 3 points each and that equipped high-level items would not give any extra bonuses. He was a level 0 noob, after all. Such items wouldn't do him any good until he removed the lock. The penalties were too severe. What a pity there was only one mage, as the dungeon appeared to have ended. Had there been more of them, he may have found more of these rings without a level requirement, or perhaps he should count his lucky stars for finding just one. Ross stopped admiring his trophies and turned his attention to the pet. The Leprous had already removed the arrows in front, but couldn't reach the ones sticking out of his back, which made him look like an overgrown hedgehog. Chapter 27. Ross had been gravely mistaken, to put it mildly. The crater at the center of the hall, where he had found the Philbits' camp, was indeed a lot like the one in the copper mine. It also had a narrow path meandering all the way down, and the second level lay some 200 feet below. Ross descended to find that there were no tents. There was, however, the gaping dark maw of another tunnel that Ross felt reluctant to explore right away. He'd had enough adventure for one day, and his pet needed to replenish his health besides. Ross wandered around the Philbit camp, using his mana for healing while looking for things he could use. He was overjoyed to find a barrel of water, having finished off his flask in the morning. Behind the tents stood a stack of crates filled with both low as well as high-quality copper ore. Unfortunately, there was way too much of it. He wouldn't be able to carry so much as a tenth. He also found wooden bunks in the tents. There wasn't even a hint of any bedding. These Philbits lived like Spartans. Then again, a bunk sure beat a cold rock. Oh, but why settle at all? He had lots of looted capes, and he didn't care that most of them were torn. Ross started on the second level of the dungeon the following day. Using his experience from day one, he cleared it before dusk, despite the mobs being stronger. He didn't encounter any new mobs until the very end, with every intersection being guarded by the already familiar mages assisted by commanders. Thankfully, he didn't run into any large crowds anymore. The fights were already quite tough, causing him to sweat on a few occasions. Ross would start by bidding the Leprous to attack the mage. Without the support of a mob of smaller Philbits, the commanders did not manage to deal the pet any serious damage. At the end of the main tunnel, Ross fought 3 Philbit raiders at once. They did not use any magic that the Leprous was vulnerable to, but proved very efficient with long and wide-bladed scimitars. He received around 20% more experience for them than he did for mages, and the loot was decent too, 3 good items and an excellent belt. Ross was starting to suspect he'd have to leave behind many of the enhanced items looted off the regular mobs. He just wouldn't be able to carry everything. As he reached the third level of the dungeon, he encountered no more scouts, and the archers became replaced by crossbowmen. It took them longer to shoot, but they had high accuracy, and a single shot would take 100 hit points off Ross. One of these snipers became his 400th kill of his achievement, ushering in another stage thereof. Achievement completed. Giant Punisher. Achievement bonus, 3 undistributed primary basic stat points, 3 undistributed secondary basic stat points, plus 125 to magical energy. Bonus effect, permanent. Achievement unlocked. Giant Vanquisher, Part 2. Kill 1,000 monsters whose level exceeds yours by 30 or more without any help to complete the achievement. Achievement bonus, random. Achievement completed. Achievement database error. Achievement bonus. 4 auxiliary stats unlocked. General memory, learner, seer, and sage. Ultra rare ability received. Chaos aura. Achievement unlocked. Achievement database error. Kill 1,000 monsters whose level exceeds yours tenfold or more without any help to complete the achievement. Achievement bonus. Achievement database error. Yet again, the reward was rather odd. Not that he had any reason to complain about his chaos arrow, but he'd enjoy it much more if he kept getting boosts to stats like before, instead of the rather obscure auxiliary stats and a new skill whose description didn't seem particularly promising. It did not deal any damage whatsoever, merely lowering the maximum HP by a few percent, and the effect was rather short-term. There was definitely something fishy about these rewards. It took Ross 11 days to reach the 7th and lowest level, where a pleasant discovery awaited him, a small lake with crystal clear water. His reserves in the barrel were already beginning to smell stale. He'd also been thanking Shoto the Chatterbox in his mind. He still had some elite meat left, for the orc had been very generous in supplying Ross. The bag helped keep the food fresh and was impervious to the grease. This wasn't real life, after all. He tried to be frugal from the start, having no idea how long he'd have to stay here, and he just couldn't bring himself to eating filbits. The lower he descended, the stronger and more varied the mobs became. On level 4, Ross encountered a filbit that was an elemental mage. Waiting for him at the end of a tunnel in solitude, the mob took more than half of the pet's HP in the course of the battle. Mages were pure evil. The final mobs at the end of level 5 were a duo of filbit assassins, and they managed to get to Ross. One was intercepted by the pet, but the other nearly did away with Ross, leaving him with only 114 HP, all his running and dodging notwithstanding. His stamina really came in handy. If he'd had only 13 points less, he'd have to face a rebirth. The pleasant surprise, found at the end of level 6, was a Thilbit Archmage. The mob also managed to take off around half of the pet's HP, and the Leprous ended up leveling after the battle. Until then, Ross had no idea that pets could level up too. The victory also yielded another rare achievement. You kill the Thilbit Archmage. XP received 20,988. Points left until the next level, no data. Attention, you need to unlock your account to be able to raise your level. Attention, you have found a creature that has not yet been added to the world bestiary. You receive a reward, +1 to essence of things. You can receive the reward for discovering a new creature at the Academy of Magic. Achievement completed, Monster Researcher. Achievement bonus, +2 to reason, +2 to perception, +2 to arcane knowledge, +100 HP, +100 to magic energy. Random auxiliary stat unlocked, Fire Master. Achievement unlocked. Monster Researcher Grandmaster. Discover 15 monsters that have not yet been added to the World Bestiary to complete the achievement. Achievement bonus, random. This whole bestiary business was a nice touch. All the other achievements rendered the earlier feats null and void, while this one accounted for every monster vanquished personally, starting with the very first one. Other achievements were also being completed steadily, further unlocking new tiers, and his stats kept on leveling. Ross was prepared to agree with Pup. This world had never seen a weirder noob. By the time he reached the end of the 7th and final level, he had amassed 190 base primary stat points on top of those initially allocated during character creation. This made him roughly equal to a level 38 player. Yet he wore virtually nothing, No proper equipment or weapons. Also, whereas leveling came easy for regular players, once your level rose, you received 5 undistributed stat points. Ross had to sweat and toil, getting a few measly points from combat and earning 1 achievement after another. Incidentally, Ross was no longer naked. He already had 7 rings that gave a bonus to the player's level, apart from other stats, 1 or 2 for each ring, and 1 that added a whopping 3 levels. His virtual level reached 11, and he could finally don enhanced archer trousers, a common belt, 2 good bracelets with similar stats, and an amulet looted off Thilbit mages. 3 of his best rings had also come from them. Now he could restore 3 mana points per second just with these accessories, which alleviated some of the complications experienced back on level 1. Unfortunately, despite the item's similar stats, mana regeneration bonuses were rare, and mostly given by high-level items that Ross could not use. Otherwise, he would have collected a set that would make his magical energy reserves almost inexhaustible. Ross understood that his stats were leveled rather disproportionately. Initially, he'd sought to raise his strength and then stamina. The strategy resulted in a tough noob that even the Thilbit Archmage had failed to dispose of in 1 hit, after taking off nearly 250 HP. In return, Ross couldn't hit the mob for more than single digits from behind while the Leprous was strangling it. Truly, it would be hard to find a more warped character than him. Oh, and Ross hadn't yet cleared the lowest level of the dungeon, but he did meet a new mob at the end of it. And it was a very strange mob indeed. Chapter 28. Traf Khazir the First, Viceroy of Chaos. Level, hidden. Abilities, hidden. Stats, hidden. Attention! You have found a creature that has not yet been added to the World Bestiary. You receive a reward, 1 undistributed secondary base stat point. You can receive the reward for discovering a new creature at the Academy of Magic. This was something new. He didn't even have to kill the beast to earn the achievement, receiving it just for looking at the ugly thing. Now why would that be? Viceroy Traf Khazir sat at the far end of an oval hall, perched on an enormous drum upholstered in red fabric as a kind of throne. The path to the monster led through a colonnade of sorts formed by gigantic stalactites hanging from the ceiling of the cave, with the floor carpeted with the same garish red as the upholstery. There were no torches here, but the space was well lit by a strange luminescence that radiated from behind the mob in waves, its source ostensibly being the far wall of the cave. As for the creature, it looked very much unpleasant, and it wasn't just that humans found insects revolting, and anthropomorphic insects doubly so. Ross was prepared to let that slide. What he couldn't forgive was the fact that the creature was some 9 feet tall, even sitting down. He looked at the Leprous sideways, comparing their respective bulks, and found the disparity somewhat depressing. He recollected yet another tidbit of info Pup had told him once. This must be the final mob, the top dog in the entire raid dungeon. But Ross had no raid party of high-level players to accompany him. He was on his own. On many occasions, both he and his pet had been a step away from death as they descended through the levels of the dungeon. This, however, promised to be a whole new level of peril. He was looking at the final round of the battle, with this overgrown freak guarding the dungeon's most valuable prizes. Should he head back? No way. He didn't come all the way here just to turn back and not even try getting his hands on the sweetest stuff. He might die, But that wasn't such a terrible thing in the game. 30 days had already passed, so he was no longer bound to the mine, and would respawn a long way away from Greedy. He might lose his pet, but he'd soon have to part ways with him anyway, no matter how much the thought of it upset him. They had gone through a lot together, after all. The pet may have been a zombie, raised from a nondescript gray crystal, but Ross had gotten quite used to the Leprous. If the loss was indeed inevitable, he'd have to get over it one way or another. So what was he working with? 682 hit points altogether, with item bonuses. The boss may be fearsome, but surely it wouldn't be able to take off as much in a single hit. Or would it? Ross would prefer not to find out, personally. The boss twitched and peered at the entrance to the hall, then chirped something. Ross thought he perceived a mocking intonation. They must have been made, or, most likely, the boss had noticed them long ago and was now hinting that they shouldn't tarry too long. Ross was a simple noob, his numerous successes notwithstanding, so the boss's perception had to be higher than his disguise.
"All right, Gorgeous, I believe in you. Let's show that freak. Get him! Stun!"
The Leprous darted forth along the red carpet. The Viceroy didn't even rise, simply waving a thin arm. The very air before the boss formed a jelly-like blob that hung in the air for a split second, then caught the running pet full in the chest with the speed of an arrow. The Leprous crashed into a stone wall, falling a few paces back, his HP bar shrinking by 10 to 15%. Were Ross to attempt to heal, the boss would turn its attention to him, and even if he managed to withstand one such blow, the next one would surely kill him. The pet tried to rise, but was thrown back with the same spell at once, rolling across the red carpet. Ross bit his lip, then raised a hand and activated the Chaos Arrow icon. He had to save the Leprous. "You hit Trath Khazir the First, Viceroy of Chaos, for 36 damage." Ross did not wait for inevitable retribution, jumping aside and hiding behind a stalagmite. The rock icicle instantly shook as though struck with a huge steam hammer from the other side. Another blow followed a few seconds later.
"Gorgeous! Stun!"
There was another blow, followed by another. Rock dust started to fall onto his head, and then the stalagmite itself shook and toppled. Ross hopped behind the next one, catching a brief glimpse of the Leprous frozen in a runner's posture, his paws thrust toward the boss, who had risen from the drum and was unhurriedly heading toward Ross. The creature's intentions were clear, to swiftly dispatch a certain pesky someone to his next incarnation. What a bastard. The boss also had stun, or another skill with a similar effect. The pet was helpless, and Ross would have to wait for the effect to wear off. A new stalagmite started to shake under the boss's blows, but then the sounds of hammering suddenly stopped, replaced by the familiar sounds of scuffle. Ross took a peek and saw something quite pleasant. Having come to his senses, the pet was attacking the boss in the most perfidious manner, from behind. Specifically, the Leprous was clutching the boss by the throat with both paws, following his ingrained habit of strangling. Alas, the trick wasn't going to work this time. The boss's bulk was just too enormous.
"Do not strangle! Stop! Hit him! Stun!"
The stun spell failed to incapacitate the boss. However, its HP bar flickered as the Leprous started to tear at its neck and mug with sharp talons.
"Chew on him!" shouted Ross, casting one heal after another.
The Viceroy darted toward the closest stalagmite back first, smashing the Leprous into the rock. But the pet did not release his grasp, holding fast with one paw while slashing at the boss with the other at a rapid rate and gnawing at Trath Khazir with his long fangs. The boss dealt the Leprous another blow, followed by another, yet the pet's HP bar did not shrink. On the contrary, it was growing, albeit slowly, as the Leprous kept stealing HP from the boss. Apart from that, Ross was now much more efficient with his healing. His mental power had grown, and his accessories raised it even further, and that was the main stat responsible for heals as well as magic damage. The boss started to chirp furiously and spun about, driving the Leprous into the stalagmite. All to no avail, the pet held on like a famished tick. The Viceroy emitted a shrill whistle, and waves of upturned stone rolled across the floor in concentric circles, sending heavy rocks flying. Ross was knocked off his feet and yelled, feeling a sharp pain in the back as something heavy crashed into him. Another blow on the head made him dizzy. Trathkazir I, Viceroy of Chaos, hits you for 149 damage. Trathkazir I, Viceroy of Chaos, hits you for 162 damage. Debuff received. You are disoriented. For the next 45 seconds, spells will take twice the normal time to cast. As Ross scrambled to his feet,